New Jersey has the fifth largest population of immigrants in the United States. And like New York, the way immigration issues are addressed will have profound socioeconomic and political implications for years to come. Last year, Freehold, New Jersey made the national scene when its discriminatory loitering ordinance was precipitously pulled out shortly before a federal court hearing. But New Jersey immigrants are gaining political power. The New Jersey public advocate is Seema Singh, a woman born in India and the first cabinet-level South Asian in the state. She makes her mission of helping assist immigrants in overcoming institutional barriers. As immigrants are routinely and often illegally denied services in education and healthcare, the New Jersey Constitution, she says, guarantees an education to all children. And New Jersey House Bill 2267, now under consideration, would provide that immigrant students pay in-state college tuition fees. The conference wanted to address advocacy issues on several fronts. Margie McHugh from the New York Immigration Coalition outlines the needs for strategies for the comprehensive federal immigration reform sponsored by Senators McCain and Kennedy.
The centerpiece of the bill is how to give amnesty to 10 million people without calling it amnesty. People will need to show some sort of history of employment. Well, that gives that employer a lot of power over you because you really need that job in order to qualify. Of course, a key piece of it is going to be enhanced enforcement. And now technology is on the government side. It really is a lot easier to be checking people's documents as employers go to hire them. The third major piece of the bill is going to be about 500,000 visas a year for temporary workers. Now, obviously, all of us who care about wages and working conditions, downward pressure on wages, are very, very worried about this.
For Josh Bernstein from the National Immigration Law Center, 2005 needs to be the year when the tide is turned on the post-911 laws scapegoating immigrants, and lists some federal legislations to watch for.
The DREAM Act is something that I do believe is going to pass this year or next year. And when McCain and Kennedy are talking about their comprehensive immigration reform bill, they are thinking about not just workers, but also students. The next one is a bad bill. It's called the Real ID Act. It just says this is a federal thing and no state can issue a driver's license regardless of immigration status. And then it goes beyond that. It makes it much more difficult to get asylum.
But for Dina, a 19-year-old who came from Guatemala at age 13 and was looking forward to becoming a chemical engineer and received a setback because of her immigration status, nothing less than new laws are needed.
I did everything that I supposed to do, and at the time of the graduation, I found out that I was not able to go to college because I didn't have any legal status. I won a scholarship for $5,000, and I was not able to get it. So that was a big impact on my life, actually changed my life completely.
And with the new legislation which is considered in New Jersey, do you have hope that you might be able to achieve your dream of going to college and study engineering?
That's correct, but I'm not only have hope, I have faith too.
For the WBAI Sunday News in New Jersey, this is Fred Gwynn.